Brent dropped 9% in a single session to $95, but the strait has been shut 87 days and US strikes on Iran ran alongside Qatar peace talks. What is the market actually pricing?
Cautious, deal watch. Range 23,800 to 24,400. Nifty closed 24,032, highest since April 15. Three straight sessions up, but entirely on unconfirmed Iran deal sentiment. GIFT Nifty at 24,155 signals a gap-up continuation, and the 24,200 level is the one that tells us whether this holds.
You said unconfirmed. Tehran told the BBC a deal is not imminent. So what broke Brent 9%?
Markets price the conversation, not the contract. Qatar talks plus Trump touting progress was enough for a one-day 9% crash. Physical supply is unchanged, the strait remains shut, LNG disruption is current. That gap between the paper move and the physical reality is exactly the risk sitting under this gap-up.
And US strikes on southern Iran ran at the same time as the Qatar diplomacy. Does kinetic escalation running alongside talks change the read?
It does. No ceasefire is in force on any front. The war is the overhang, not the verdict. Brent at 95 eases OMC input costs and compresses VIX to 16.7, which supports the upper end of the range. But a bounce above $98 intraday reopens the war cycle pressure before anyone gets to the close.
Four fuel hikes in 11 days, total 7.5 to 8 rupees per liter. If Brent relief is real, why keep hiking?
Because the relief is unconfirmed and OMCs are recovering margin from the cumulative damage of 87 days of elevated crude. The fourth hike at 2 rupees 70 paise widens retail margin if Brent holds at 95. But cumulative pass-through is already squeezing transport, aviation and fertilizer margins economy-wide. Strategists explicitly flag that yields stay high regardless of West Asia resolution.
You mentioned fertilizers, Coromandel, Chambal. That subsidy overshoot risk, how large is it?
India's fertilizer subsidy bill could cross 3 lakh crore if the crisis prolongs. That is a 75% overshoot on the budgeted line. Combined with four fuel hikes, it describes a stagflationary undercurrent running beneath the index rally. FII sold 1,847 crore provisionally Monday. Exits flagged as structural, not one day.
DII absorbed 2,103 crore on the same session. Does that SIP floor hold the shape of the rally?
DII is the structural support. 32,000 crore per month in SIP flows absorbs FII outflow and that is intact. But FII conviction is absent and JSW Energy faces the post-QIP dilution overhang at open today with price and size still undisclosed. That is near-term noise on an otherwise constructive session for OMCs and metals.
HPCL is the direct read on Brent relief. What does the margin math look like?
HPCL and BPCL are the most direct beneficiaries today. Brent at 95 compresses import cost and the fourth fuel hike widens the retail margin simultaneously. Nifty OMC index outperforming Nifty 50 on a percentage basis is the call. NSE IPO DRHP filing targeted June 5 to 15 is a separate event risk window opening for BSE, CDSL and CAMS.
And the structural read going into the week?
Brent's $9 single session drop is markets pricing a deal that has not been signed. The strait has been shut 87 days. US strikes and Qatar talks ran simultaneously yesterday. India's gas-fired power generation sits at a six-year low during peak summer demand. The physical supply stress is current, not hypothetical. Four fuel hikes in 11 days and a fertilizer subsidy at risk of a 75% overshoot describe the real economy read beneath the index rally. The structural India thesis is intact, but the next durable leg requires Hormuz physically reopening, not a headline. Watch the Brent $93 level. A close below it confirms the peace trade. A bounce above 98 reopens the war cycle overhang before June FOMC.